whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Before we get to the badminton rant that came out of nowhere.
Hot badminton talk.
The Blazers are beating the Pelicans by 25 points.
Well, the Pelicans really know how to tank.
Well, this was going to be my point. Why? Okay, so the Pels, if you don't know, have won 7 games.
Yes.
Now, they have had a lot of injuries, but I don't think at the start of the year anybody had them in the race to the bottom. Did
Not
they?
Even close.
Like, weren't they a playoff
team?
No,
they were, I think, more of a playoff team than a race to the bottom.
With Ingram and Siege and Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a bunch of injuries. Okay. But are they just that much better at tanking than the Blazers? Or, like, are they really that bad? Well, because I can't, because Siege is out there.
Yeah, Siege is playing today.
And so is DeJounte Murray, who they traded for.
Yeah. So what's going on there? Is that just a quality tank job?
I think it's pretty good. I mean,
so the players are in on it then?
It feels like everyone's in on it. No one's being rushed back. I mean, that's just you're out there that their will has officially been broken. The problem is the Blazers play too hard.
I know. Chance didn't get an extension.
No.
So he's like, "F you, I'm winning all the games I can."
You're a loser.
And here's the problem, too, is, like, even the Blazer fans, we can't properly handle a tank. Like, we lose, like, 4 or 5 games in a row and people freak out. You don't know what it's like to lose 10 in a row. You
We've
don't know
got
what it's
to
like
bifurcate
to lose 13
those two
in a row.
Things.
Well, the Blazers have tanked in the past.
Yeah, we don't fully. We don't
but tank. Not a full.
We don't tank that well.
Not
here.
Like the Pels.
No.
That is one hell of a tank.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, hats off.
And I'm telling you, watch it. They'll get Cooper Flagg. And then, like, everyone will get healthy next year, and you'll look up, and, like, all of a sudden, they're rolling.
So do you think internally, every time Chance wins a game, they won at Milwaukee the other night.
Yeah, they did.
Do you think Joe Cronin's just up there cussing up a storm?
Well.
He's got to be.
It's the weirdest.
Good luck with the 9th pick.
It's the weirdest thing in the world to be, like, to
it's
be
so
upset
dumb.
That you're playing hard and you're winning.
Because now you're at the point where you're winning enough, you should be trying to improve the roster or something. Yeah, like you're,
it's hilarious what's happening.
Boys,
quite frankly,
because you're just living in purgatory.
They
again.
Are going to end up in such mediocre hell. I mean, I was listening to Danny and Dusty today.
Get excited for the 9th overall pick.
I mean, because like the new CBA, like Danny was talking about, the new CBA. If you make more than $20 million a year, it's really hard to move you. And like he was talking that there may not be a bunch of movement. That you've got some guys that no one wants, and this like you may have to ride out Ayton, and you may have to ride out Jeremy Grant and some of these guys. And if that's the case, you're not going to be bad enough to fully tank. And you're like I said, you're picking 8th or 9th. You could be stuck in absolute mediocre hell waiting for Sharp and Ant and Scoot and some of these guys to develop into something, or Klingon in his 9 minutes a night. It's
well, I just want to know how the Pelicans, how they approach this, because they're absolutely running circles around the Blazers for Cooper Flagg.
When it comes to the tank.
They're doing great at it.
They're losing by like 30.
This is
right
how you
now.
Do
this
it.
This is how you do it.
Yeah, Flags!
You just have to find a way to crush their spirit. And I think when you've got fat Zion Williamson and like Brandon Ingram, who's just smoking a bunch of weed.
You just get guys that are all in it for themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Not about the team. Yeah. Don't really care about winning.
We need more selfishness. We need more DeAndre Ayton is what we need. We need dominating. We need that sort of, hey guys, it's kind of cold in my driveway's icy. I'm fine. We need more of that.
Yeah.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. Or lack thereof. We need some locker room cancers. Just some bad apples.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who is it? They don't really have one, do they?
No.
I mean, Ayton's probably the closest thing to it.
I'm looking here at the Pelicans. They went on I need to count this. They went 1, 2, 3.
How long's our badminton rant?
6, 7, 8, 9.
It's long. It's about 3 minutes.
Oh. Mm.
I mean, my God, when you look at their schedule and you look at some of the losing streaks, when you've only won 7 games, do you get some runs here of some L's and some horrible L's? I don't think the people of Portland could handle it. If we lost 15 in a row by like an average of 15 a night, people would lose their S.
And then they would somehow want the coach fired.
Yeah, we say we want to tank, but we can't handle it. Well, when Chauncey took the time off for the death in the family, who was the interim guy that they propped up? His name escapes me now.
I do not know.
But they threw the interim guy in there, and they won like 2 games in a row. And the fans were like, see? Like, that's not the point. That's not what you want. We are not capable of embracing the tank here in this town.
Well,
it's so problematic.
What? Who cares what the fans think? Yeah. Do what's right.
The players can't do it
get
either.
Get better players.
No, get worse players.
What?
We know you want to embrace the tank.
No, I'm saying tank, and so you can get better players. Yeah. And who cares if the fans gripe about it?
Yeah.
Have some balls. Do something right.
You can't even lose right.
They can't do anything right.
Wait till the trade deadline comes and no moves are made. As we've been talking about this whole time about like assembling this roster of movable pieces. Wait till no one gets traded.
You know who I'm squarely behind? Chance.
Yeah.
I think they did him dirty.
Absolutely. He didn't sign up for this.
Exactly. He's like, what the hell? He came on with
the idea that they were building something.
And he doesn't have an extension.
No.
So he's like, screw you. I'm going to coach my ass off. I don't even know if I'm coaching next year. I'm going to try to win as many games as I can. The organization's like, no, you're not. You watch me.
He didn't even want to be here. He tried to leave.
So when do they fire him?
I don't think they will.
I bet they do. I bet they... Well, no, they're probably waiting to just...
Wait till it just
expires.
Wait till it just goes away.
But that, I was thinking maybe they fire him down the stretch so they could lose more.
I don't think so.
But I don't think they have the balls to do that. They can't even do that right.
No.
God, what a joke.
So said, all my buddies got mad at me for wanting them to lose. They don't get it. See? It's like, I'm telling you, we as a town do not have the mentality.
Well, again, who cares what the fans think?
They can't handle it, Rob.
Cares.
People dropping over in the streets.
Did the Blazers miss Neil Olshey?
We've got to bifurcate those two things.
I can't believe I had to ask that.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it was more interesting sound bites.
Guys, right, move on.
When's the last time Cronin gave us anything good for as far as a sound bite?
As far as I know, he's not even alive.
It's possible.
Does he have a pulse?
It's like an AI sort of thing. They're being run by AI.
We're going to bag him ball.
It's there whenever we need it.
Badminton lady. We're going to bag that. Mm-hmm. We're out of time. Okay? Okay?
Well, that's kind of evergreen since it was several years ago.
21, to be exact.
I have some plane news.
Hmm.
One plane that I want to ask you if they should have turned around, and another plane that had to turn around.
I've got animal uprising news.
All next on The Fan.